Have you ever landed on a strip so narrow, so tucked into a canyon, that you swear the wingtips are brushing pine trees on both sides? I'm Ramp, and this is Ramp. Check on Radio Hangar. And today I'm taking you to a place that will absolutely rewire what you think flying is supposed to feel like. I'm talking about Johnson Creek. Runway 1634, elevation 5,167 feet, in the middle of the Frank Church River of No Return Wilderness in central Idaho. And I'm not kidding when I tell you this might be the most beautiful place you can fly an airplane in the entire United States. Today's segment is brought to you by AviationSold.com. Aviation challenge coins for every step of the journey. First solo, private pilot, instrument, all the way up. Mark the milestones that matter. Every coin tells a story. AviationSold.com. Okay, let me set the scene. You're coming in from the west. You've left McCall about 20 minutes behind you. The GPS says you're close, but all you see is mountains, granite peaks, lodgepole pines so thick the valleys look like green carpet. The Salmon River is threading through the canyon below you like a silver ribbon, and you're thinking there is absolutely no way there is an airstrip down here. And then you see it, a grass strip carved into a meadow alongside a creek. 3,400 feet of grass runway, that's it. No tower, no taxiway, no terminal. Just Idaho, just mountains, just you in this airplane, and some of the wildest country left in the lower 48. Your heart rate is up, I promise you that. The approach into runway 16 takes you right down the valley. You're watching the terrain rise on both sides. The trees are close. There is no go-around option that involves a lazy climb straight ahead. You are committed. You plan this approach like you plan every approach up here, which is to say you plan it 3 times before you ever pull the power back, and then the wheels touch grass. Real grass, not pavement, not concrete. Grass that is maintained by the Idaho Division of Aeronautics and a handful of volunteers who understand that backcountry airstrips are sacred ground. You roll out, you shut down, and then you hear it. Nothing. The creek is babbling about 100 yards to your east. A breeze is pushing through the pines. Maybe an osprey calls from somewhere upstream. But that is it. No highway noise, no radio chatter, no civilization anywhere you can see. You just flew yourself into one of the most remote valleys in America, and you're standing next to your airplane with your jaw on the ground. This is what Idaho backcountry flying does to people. It ruins you, in the best possible way. Johnson Creek is managed as a public-use airstrip, one of dozens scattered across the Idaho wilderness that the state keeps open, specifically for recreational access. The Idaho Division of Aeronautics takes this seriously. They maintain something like 30 backcountry strips throughout the state, and Johnson Creek is one of the crown jewels. It has a windsock, it has a pit toilet, it has a few campsites right off the strip where you can tie down, pitch a tent, and fall asleep listening to the creek. That is your hotel, the meadow, under the stars, next to your Cessna 180 or your Supercub or whatever you brought up here. Let me tell you about the people you meet at Johnson Creek, because that is half the magic. I talked to a couple from Boise who have been flying their Cessna 185 into this strip every summer for 22 years. 22 years. They bring a cooler full of steaks, a cast-iron skillet, and a fly rod. That is the trip every single July. The wife told me they tried going to Hawaii once, and it did not compare. She was dead serious. There was a group of 4 Piper Super Cubs parked in a row near the north end, all on tundra tires, all looking like they had been through some things. These guys fly a circuit every August, Johnson Creek, then over to Thomas Creek, then down to the middle fork of the Salmon Lodges at Indian Creek and Flying Bee Ranch. They camp at some strips, stay at lodges at others. They have been doing this annual trip for over a decade, and they said the waiting list to join is longer than the trip itself.
And then there was a dad with his 13-year-old daughter. They flew in from Twin Falls in a Mall M7. The daughter was absolutely wide-eyed. She told me she wants to learn to fly next year. She was sitting on a camp chair next to the wing, reading a book, looking up at the mountains every few seconds, like she could not believe any of this was real. That is the moment right there. That is why these strips matter. Now let me talk about what it takes to fly up here, because this is not your neighborhood pattern backcountry. Flying in Idaho is a skill set. The runway at Johnson Creek is grass. It can be soft after rain. The elevation is over 5,000 feet, which means your density altitude on a hot July afternoon is going to be pushing 7,000, maybe higher. You are calculating takeoff distance with real math, not wishful thinking. The terrain demands mountain flying fundamentals.
You approach ridges at 45 degrees, so you can turn away if the downdraft winds. You fly the upwind side of the valley. You add airspeed on approach because the winds in these canyons are unpredictable and mechanical turbulence is a given. You never fly up a canyon you have not already confirmed has an exit. The Idaho Aviation Association runs a backcountry flying course every year where experienced mountain pilots take newcomers through the fundamentals before they ever attempt a strip like Johnson Creek. There are also several flight schools in McCall and Boise that offer mountain flying endorsements. This is not a checkbox exercise. This is survival training wrapped in the best flying you will ever do. Let me take you to a couple of the other strips, because Johnson Creek is just the beginning.
Indian Creek is deeper in the wilderness along the middle fork of the Salmon. The runway is about 2,200 feet. That is not a typo. 2,200 feet of grass at over 4,000 feet elevation, with canyon walls on the sides. You land one direction and take off the other depending on the slope. There is a lodge here, the Indian Creek Guest Ranch, where you can get a real meal and sleep in an actual cabin. Pilots fly in for lunch. Lunch! In the middle of a 2.3-million-acre wilderness area, only in aviation does that sentence make sense. Flying Bee Ranch is another one. Beautiful strip along the middle fork. They have a lodge with hot showers and home-cooked meals and horseback riding if you want it. You fly your airplane to a guest ranch in the wilderness and go on a trail ride through country that looks like a postcard, and then you fly home. That is a Tuesday in Idaho. Sulphur Creek is the one that gets the hair standing up on the back of your neck. It is a one-way strip. You land uphill on runway 33. You take off downhill on runway 15. There is no option to reverse that. The strip is about 1,600 feet, and it ends at a hillside. You are committed the second you cross the threshold. Experienced backcountry pilots will tell you Sulphur Creek is not a beginner strip. It rewards precision and punishes hesitation. But the hot springs at the campsite near the strip, they are worth every bead of sweat on the approach. I want to talk about the airplanes for a second, because you have to see what shows up at these strips. Tundra tires everywhere. Big fat bushwheel tires that look like they belong on a monster truck. Super Cubs on 35-inch tires sitting so high the pilot needs a step to climb in. Cessna 180s and 185s with every short takeoff and landing modification. The But you also see Cessna 172s up here, regular stock 172s, flown by pilots who know the airplane's limits and fly within them. You do not need a $50,000 Super Cub to experience the Idaho backcountry. You need good judgment, proper training, a thorough performance calculation, and a willingness to turn around when the numbers don't work. One more thing that makes this whole scene incredible. The community backcountry pilots in Idaho protect these strips, like family heirlooms. The Recreational Aviation Foundation, the RAF, has been working for over 20 years to keep these strips open and accessible. They organize volunteer work parties where pilots fly in with chainsaws and rakes and weed whackers and spend a weekend clearing brush, filling ruts, and replacing windsocks. They are literally maintaining their own runways, because if nobody does it, the wilderness reclaims them. And once an airstrip disappears in the Frank Church, it is not coming back. The Idaho Aviation Association runs the annual fly-in at Johnson Creek, where dozens of airplanes show up, people camp along the runway, and someone always brings way too much food. It is Oshkosh if Oshkosh were in a canyon surrounded by wolves and elk, and a creek full of cutthroat trout. The scale is different, the feeling is the same. Pilots coming together because this is what they love. I stood at the north end of that grass strip at sunset. The mountains were turning gold and then pink and then purple. The creek was doing its thing. Somebody was playing a guitar by a campfire near the tree line.
There were 6 airplanes tied down in the meadow, their wings catching the last light, and I thought, this is flying, not the instrument approaches, not the flight plans, not the headsets and the GPS and the fuel calculations. All of that matters, and it gets you here. But this is the reason, this moment, this place that you can only reach because you learned to fly. If you have not flown the Idaho backcountry, put it on the list. If you need the training, go get it. McCall has everything you need to start. The strips are public. The wilderness is waiting. Sources for today's piece come from the Idaho Division of Aeronautics Airstrip Database, the Recreational Aviation Foundation, and conversations with pilots at Johnson Creek. More at radiohangar.com.
I'm Ramp. Go find your strip.